Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Do you love math? Are you good at calculating stuff? Well, in this episode, you don't need math, but you need to figure out some numbers. Don't worry, it's not complicated, back of the envelope type of stuff. You can do it just with a pen and paper. But it's important that you actually do that, because I have seen a lot of startups who are not doing it. And this is where you should start. You should really look at, is there a business case here? Can I do this thing, what I'm planning to do, I'm already doing, in a way that is profitable? Can I make it in a way that it's affordable for the customers, that they're actually willing to pay for the stuff? Is the price point appealing? Does the process work altogether so that, you know, it's not exactly there, you know, by the every penny and cent, but I know that it's in the neighborhood, that we have like a 50% or 70% or whatever profit margin, and, you know, there's enough people in the world who can actually theoretically and potentially buy it. I'm quite disappointed in a lot of companies I'm talking with, early stage startups, and sometimes they're in accelerators or they are still figuring out their business models, but they haven't done this math. And it's a waste of time for everyone. If it's pretty obvious that you just don't have a market. In my episode with Ahti Heinla, who is a co-founder of Skype and Starship Technologies, who just raised 100 million last year, 200 million altogether for his company. We spoke like 2 hours, so you should check out the episode. The Impossible Equation is the title for that episode. If you pay attention to what he's saying, and I try to emphasize it as well, in his business cases, when he's evaluating whether to go to the business, he doesn't start with the technology, he starts with this stuff. Is there a business case? In the case of Skype, he figured out that it's just really expensive to call to the London from Tallinn, Estonia, or some other places. So it was 100 or 1,000-fold more cheaper to use IP, internet protocol, for the same amount of information, meaning the voice, audio. So that's how it started. Like, hey, we can do this like 100 or 1,000 times more cheaper by just using different way of transferring the audio data. And that's how Skype started. It was not like that, hey, we've been doing this peer-to-peer technology before, let's use it for something else and what's available. Well, yeah, there seems to be like this audio and video business case. Well, maybe it was like that as well, but still they did the back of the envelope calculations from the beginning. But my understanding is that they really started from the business case and then figured out that how they can do it. And then they found out that they have the technology and the means to do it. A similar thing with his next company. Last mile deliveries are something nobody wants to pay for, and they are really the growing business area where a minimum of 2 billion people are willing and wanting to get stuff to their home door delivered, but they don't want to pay much for those deliveries. So at the moment when he started, there wasn't a solid business case for that because technology was not in the level. But he figured out that it's probably something in a neighborhood of €1 US dollar. People are willing to pay for that, and that's what it should be. And then from that revelation that 2 billion people wanting to get regular stuff daily or weekly, yeah, it sounds like a business case, but can we do it? Is there a technology, is there a process where we can actually deliver that price point? And that's the whole business case then, how he's been doing it for a long time and raising a lot of money for it, and also having a lot of those delivery robots working as we speak, or as you hear me talking. That's the back of the envelope what I'm meaning. You figure out before you go too far that are people willing to pay for, what are they willing to pay for the stuff, and then can you actually deliver, can you do something which actually hits that price point? Then you start to figure out how you can do it, what are the technologies to do it, and doing the business case. Because if you don't do that, you are in trouble later on. You need to invent stuff, and it still may not work because it's hard to fool the math. If you cannot make it profitable, if you cannot make the customers to pay for the stuff, it doesn't work. So don't waste time, yours or anybody else's. So please do a little bit of math. Back of the envelope is good enough.